Thompson, who is the new executive director for the Palmetto Women's Center.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
Congratulations.
Doesn't that sound great?
Yeah. It does.
Like Lucas said, we feel like that's what you've been
I know. Uh-huh.
all along. Uh-huh. But I think that just is the dedication that you give. This is more than just a job. It's mm-hmm. obviously something that you feel very close in your heart and have passion for mm-hmm. making a difference.
Absolutely, yes.
Scott Davis is one of the board members, and you all said you liked her so much in the interim role, you decided to make it official.
Absolutely, absolutely.
It's a sweet thing.
Yeah, that's right. There's
when
no
that
doubt.
Works.
You know, the last year has been a difficult thing for nonprofits, and to have the kind of character and leadership that she's demonstrated just made this a very natural choice.
Mm-hmm. Well, Starsha, kind of tell us, if you can, a little bit about your journey with the Palmetto Women's Center. What first attracted you there? What kind of roles did you have before working your way up the ladder?
Yeah, so I've been involved in ministry for quite some time, and I previously worked as a client services manager in a pregnancy center in North Carolina before coming to Rock Hill. When I came to Rock Hill, I came to start the Life House, actually, to get it up and running as a maternity mm-hmm. home. Mm-hmm. And then became familiar with Palmetto Women's Center, decided, I think I'm going to go volunteer. That volunteer interview turned into actually an employee interview, and I came on staff. And I was on staff as the client services manager for quite some time, then transitioned into the center director role. And that's where I've been for the past year before being announced as the executive director.
Wow. So. Well, this Friday, September the 24th, from 9:30 to 11 in the morning is a chance to meet you,
yes.
see what the Palmetto Women's Center is all about, and just get armed with information, right? I mean, social mm-hmm. media can help us with a lot of information, good and bad. Especially with your mission. I mean, let's face it, your mission sometimes is not an easy sell to members of our community.
Right, yeah. Yeah, and I'm excited to meet our supporters. So just recently we created a separate Facebook page. So it's a supporter-facing Facebook page. The name of that's PWC Team. And I named it that because we really are a team. It takes a community to be involved in what we do. And our supporters are amazing. We couldn't do it without them. So I'm really looking forward to meeting everyone.
Is this... So it's PWCTEAM.
Correct, yes.
And is it open to the public, or is it by approval if you want to be part of it?
It is open to the public, okay. Yes. And so now we have two. So there's the Palmetto Women's Center, and more for clients and where they can find information there. And then PWC Team is for supporters of the center.
Awesome.
Scott Davis is a board member for the Palmetto Women's Center. And Scott, the same thing. What attracted you to become a board member for the organization?
Well, you know, I think especially again over the last year, people have been challenged for resources. And when you think about the mission of the center, their mission is really to give hope to people who feel like they're in such a position that they don't have support, whether it's from their family, whether it's from the community, or whether it's from the church. And so, you know, their mission of giving hope to people and helping them find life, not just for their child, but to find spiritual vitality through Jesus Christ is mm-hmm. such an important thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we go through life maybe not thinking about this question, but people who are dealing with this issue, it's a lifelong decision, whichever way you choose. And so I can't personally imagine myself ever being in a situation to have to make that decision. And so if we can come alongside women and couples who feel like they have no other route but to make this decision, there are people who will love them, encourage them, provide resources. And we just want people to know they have options. And whether it's the cafeteria or whether it's an important decision like this, people just don't know that they have options that are out there.
That is
and there's
so
hope.
True. Mm-hmm. That is so true. And, you know, so often it's that moment when you suddenly become an adult mm-hmm. and yet everybody is trying to influence your life and you just need a place to go and let the emotions kind of settle and look at the different options, as you mm-hmm. said. I was watching a movie last night and... the main character's daughter got pregnant in college, mm-hmm. and she said, well, I'm pregnant. And he said, and she said, but it's not a problem because I'm going to get rid of it. Mm-hmm. And the father said, you are not going to get rid of it. It's a baby. And she said, it's my body and I will do what I want to. Mm-hmm. And then the mother gave the husband a look and then he said, maybe I misspoke. What I wanted to say is your mother and I would love to be grandparents and we would welcome a baby, you know. And suddenly she said, well, that sounds good because I really wanted to keep it. Oh. You know, so you never know when the emotions are high, things are said that sometimes are not really representing your heart.
And I'm sure you all encounter similar situations that Patty just described that happens right here. And to Patty's point, you almost need a mediator. And that's sort of maybe where you guys come in for questions and answers. And here are options and here's how to plan for the next day, one step at a time. We hear that often in life.
Right, yeah. A lot of the women we see, like Scott said, they don't feel like they have those options and they don't feel like they have support, you know. That's if you don't feel supported in a decision like that, you can make a decision that will affect your life long term in a way that you really didn't plan for or expect. And so I think that when women come to us, you know, it's important for us to get them connected to resources in the community where they can receive that support because, let's face it, you know, everyone doesn't have family. Everyone doesn't have a father of a child who's willing to be a part of that child's life. And so it's really important for us to get her connected to resources in the community and that support in the church. And
Starcy, when you talk about being along for the journey, some might say, this is the situation. You help them at the intake. And then where do I check in monthly? I mean, you all want to let folks know you're along for the whole ride, nine months and even post 9 months.
Absolutely.
And I don't know if that part sometimes clicks with everyone. You're there when the news is delivered, right? And your world is upside down, plan or unplan. But you all, again, help them for the whole journey and even after the journey, after the bundle of joy has arrived, if that's the route they chose, y'all help them even further down, years down the line. I think that's just, that speaks volumes to your mission.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that we often hear is that we're pro-birth. And that's just, that's not who we are. We are definitely want to build a relationship with her, to walk through her pregnancy with her. And even up until the child is the age of two, she can come back, get resources. We're getting ready to start a new program called Bright Course. It's a new educational curriculum where we really, this mom is going to be educated on just an array of different areas, even budgeting, finance, house cleaning. There's so much that comes along with being a parent. And so, you know, having her, building that relationship, giving her the tools that she needs to be a mother and is so important. And so this will allow her to continue to come back, take those classes. We're going to meet material needs through that. It'll we have an incentive program that's a part of the Bright Course program that's going to allow her to come in, get diapers, wipes, baby clothes, food, whatever she needs. So, and if we can't meet the need, we have partners in the community who can. So,
or will you get a chance to meet Starcia Thompson? She's the new executive director for the Palmetto Women's Center. This Friday, September the 24th, you also get to meet the board of directors, board members like Scott Davis, and so many others of the management team out there at the Palmetto Women's Center. This Friday, September the 24th, from 9:30 to 11. And Starcia, what's that address again?
828 Lucas Street.
All right.
How'd you forget that?
I know. Yeah. You would think I would know that one. Big flashing lights.
That's
Lucas,
right.
Come here. Well, thank you so much, Starcia. And again, congratulations.
You've
been in the role for some time in the interim basis, and job well done. And again, like Scott said, they certainly saw a lot of potential with you and just taking the organization, nonprofit that is, to the next level.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
No problem.